have an army.
We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 127 of We Have a Hulk podcast, where we talk all things film, TV, and sometimes comic books. I'm one half of the podcast, Nicola.
And I'm co-pilot, Chris.
And what are we going to be talking about in this week's episode then, Chris?
Right then, Nicola, we've got our Home of the Hulks, where we'll be talking about what we've been watching since the last episode. We've got our Hunters review. We've got Hulk Topics, where we'll be discussing your favourite Hunters slash assassins in TV and movies. And Nicola also wants to do a bit about trailers and news.
Okie dokie. Right, let's crack on then. Should we talk about what we'd be watching and reading and such
the past? Indeed, so we saw Sonic at the movies.
We did. What did you think?
I thought it was actually pretty decently made.
Okay.
A well-made film, definitely for a younger audience, I felt.
Yes.
A few poop jokes and stuff in there, you know, that sort of thing. But quality-wise, it was pretty good, and I did quite enjoy it, really.
Okay, yeah. No, I thought the same. It was just very for the children, wasn't it? It's difficult because I loved Detective Pikachu so much, and I thought that was great.
But that's based on an actual story. It's based on an actual TV show, right? Whereas this is based on a game which had, like, very little backstory, is what I'm saying.
There's
not a lot of built-in depth, is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is, anyway, Pokemon Detective Pikachu had lots of stuff in it, whereas this, it was kind of just Sonic, right?
Right.
There's, like, loads of characters in Sonic, and I kind of could have put them in, but...
I see. You're talking about Tails and such like.
Yes, and Knuckles and...
Yeah, it seems like they're saving them for later, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we got a good glimpse of like his home world at the start, and that looked really cool. I kind of wanted that a little bit more. It was very Earth-based, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then what do you do with it? Because it's just like, it's like lots of loops and stuff. There's not really much.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe they could have done a story about racing or something.
Maybe, you know? Like a Fast and Furious.
I don't know. Maybe you could have included that somehow. But you would have had to have a markedly different story, I think.
Mm. Anyway, well, it doesn't matter what we think, because it's broken, like, all of the box office opening for a game before. Completely smashed Detective Pikachu's opening. So it's doing really, really well, surprisingly. Yeah. So, fair play.
Fair play. We also, obviously, so that's it for film, really. So, TV. We watched Hunters, obviously.
Yes, so the new Amazon Prime Video.
Indeed, series. We'll be talking about that shortly.
Yeah.
We watched Picard, episodes 4 and 5.
Yeah.
What do you think of those?
I am really enjoying it. It's a little bit different, as you said. But I like it. I really like it. And 7 of 9!
Yeah, that was... Oh.
Can we say that? It's fine, because we know that she's in there, right?
Yeah, I guess we know she's in there.
Sorry.
And now we've told everyone it's in these specific episodes. That's fine. Yeah, I was a bit confused when Elrond showed up or whatever. It's a bit weird to have elves in it and things.
Elves?
He looks like an elf to me.
That episode was great. The like, warrior nuns. That was fun. Yeah. But what I'm going to say is, and I know Neil from Geico, we talked about this a bit later, why do all these Romulans have different accents? So we've got Irish Romulan and we've got an Australian Romulan now.
Yeah, I think they're taking the diversity thing a bit too literally in terms of, like...
Yeah, but it's Earth, right? I don't know.
The fact that they're aliens should be enough to tell you it's diverse. Okay. You shouldn't need to have various accents.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess it's weird for everyone to just be RP in it, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
What are you thinking of it so far?
Yeah, I think I'm enjoying it. I think it's got a bit more into, like, the procedural type thing now, hasn't it? Sort of that each week they're going to a different...
Like a mission, sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, they've got a mission, or they're going to a different planet or something. Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's okay. I'm still not 100% sure, but we'll see.
Interesting. I feel like I need to watch more Voyage now.
Yeah. October Faction?
Yeah, so this is like a... I don't know how would you describe this. Like, so it's a new thing on Netflix, new TV series. It's basically like Monster Hunters / school drama.
Yeah, supernatural drama. Supernatural teen drama.
Yes. Maybe. Which initially I'd be like, what? Alarm bells would be going. But this is kind of fun. Yeah. I mean, it's like...
I watched the trailer and I was like, maybe. And then we gave it a go and I was like, maybe.
I think you were like, do we like this? I don't know. We'll still keep going.
I kind of hate it, but I kind of like it.
It's so bizarre, isn't it? Yeah. But I feel like it's quite self-referential, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
We know that it's kind of bad, but we're having fun with it sort of thing.
Yeah, and I like that. That's kind of always how Supernatural was.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is kind of filling that void a little bit, maybe. Mm. Yeah, it's quite self-aware.
Yeah.
It's not too serious about what it's getting up to.
I am intrigued to know if anyone else is watching this and what their thoughts are.
Yeah, it's not too silly either. I think that's the problem. That's what went wrong with Supernatural, is that at a certain point it just got silly.
Oh, I don't know. I loved the unicorn episode.
Yeah, no, I like that kind of thing. Just having those bits in there occasionally, but then when you get into like the Wizard of Oz territory.
And didn't they do like I was about to say a crossover with Scooby-Doo.
So.
Interesting.
Yes.
3 or 4 episodes in now, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll carry on and see how we go.
It's quite enjoyable for some reason. Not quite sure why.
We finished Ragnarok.
Oh, we did finish Ragnarok. Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah.
Really like that.
It was strange. I mean, I feel like because we've got, there's a bit of a void at the moment, isn't there, on Netflix? We've just had The Witcher. We've got Alter Carbon coming up soon. There's Better a bit Call of Saul. A sort of a Better Call Saul. Yeah. Oh, there's kind of like a sci-fi sort of.
Lol.
Yes. So I feel like this is an interesting one because it's very. So it's like obviously Norse mythology because it's Nordic. Set in. Yeah, it's very Nordic. It's very.
Fantasy.
Yeah, but also very real. I don't know.
Yeah. It's set in the real world.
Yeah.
But we're in the real world where there are still gods and giants.
Yes. But just disguised as humans.
Right.
Mm. But yeah, no, I'm actually really surprised by this. I enjoyed really it more than I thought I would. And it was, although the subtitle, sorry, Donald Trump.
Because you can't research subtitles.
I did not hear about the whole parasite thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it does force you to pay attention. That's the only thing. Like, you can't sit and write a review or...
Or eat dinner.
Or really, do anything. You have to pay attention if you want to participate. But I do like subtitles more than dubbed. I can't handle
that. Oh, yeah, that was awful.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. We've also been catching up with the Win the Wilderness, the Alaska program on BBC, which is really interesting. But we heard some... sort of behind the scenes bits about it today, which is kind of interesting. But we are big fans of Bea and Theo, who are the Indie Projects YouTube channel.
We watch them quite a lot on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty cool. But we kind of don't really like the programme anymore. Well,
It was right at the time, but now afterwards you kind of hear their version of events and it's like, wow.
Mm.
It wasn't really well planned and didn't sound like they really know what they were doing when they set up the different trials and things, and they just cut random bits out. Yeah, it didn't seem hugely well planned out.
Well, apparently they like set it up as a air quotes documentary.
Yeah,
but it was more of a sort of drama in a way, wasn't it? Not drama. What's the word?
Reality
TV show. Yeah. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think they were misled on a couple of points, and that's a bit shitty, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Are we going to be watching more of it today?
Still going.
Yeah. Oh, also Doctor Who. I really enjoyed last week's Doctor Who, actually. It's been very hit and miss, though, this series, hasn't it? But this one, it was Lord Byron and the Shelleys, and they were going to... they were all sort of stuck in a villa. Do you remember this one? And it had the lone Cyberman, and that was pretty cool. I quite enjoyed it.
I was not paying attention. It did not grab me. I was doing something else. But usually if something grabs me, then I'll, you know, stop doing whatever I'm doing and pay attention, but it just wasn't.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
I did quite enjoy it. Because I know Jack did mention something about the lone Cyberman in that really, really good episode.
Sure.
And I think he might come into play, possibly. But yeah, no, it was. I thought it was really interesting.
Okay. Is it an ongoing thing or is it just a one-off?
Oh, I hope it's like an ongoing thing.
Okay.
And I'm also reading the second book of The Witcher.
Cool.
And so it's weird because like the first two books are sort of anthology. They're just random sort of tales.
Right. Short stories.
Yeah, sort of thing. A big combination of the short stories. So that's kind of where season one of The Witcher actually comes into it. So basically, I'm on the second book. It's just opened with, you know, the dragon story, the dragon episode. Yeah. It's kind of interesting, but I'm intrigued to see where they kind of go with threading in, you know, the story about the young girl and how that comes into play and how it's actually going to become like an actual story with, yeah.
Okay, so but the story started now?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No, it's still sort of short stories.
Second one.
Second book, yeah.
Okay, sure. I get you.
But it's really good,
I understand.
Do you? But yeah, it's hard now. So now I've seen the TV show, I can just see them when I'm reading it.
This is the problem I have with reading books, is that I can't... once I've seen a show or a movie, especially if it's a bad movie.
Oh, okay.
I can't go back and read the book. Like, I think there was, wasn't there a Michael Crichton movie? I think it was Timeline or something.
Okay.
And I didn't, the movie was kind of not awesome.
Oh, really?
And I tried to read the book afterwards and I was just seeing the movie and I couldn't finish it. Oh, I really like Michael Crichton's books, so it's annoying to me that can happen. Maybe that's just me.
Let us know. Right, so on with the review.
There's evil living here.
Bad neighbors.
They've blinded themselves to us.
You can get away with anything in America.
So your grandmother and I created Dantes.
We put together a group of Nazi hunters.
We're a lock picker. Spy, soldier, master of disguise.
Showtime.
And two weapons experts.
We would bring God's justice. What do you say?
I want in.
So Hunters is the latest big budget TV series from Amazon Prime Video. Created by David Weil. The synopsis is a diverse band of Nazi hunters living in 1977 New York City discover hundreds of high-ranking Nazi officials are conspiring to create a Fourth Reich in the US. The eclectic team will set out on a bloody quest to bring them to justice. And this stars some big heavy hitters, doesn't it? So you've got Al Bloody Pacino starring, along with Logan Lerman. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were your initial thoughts of this then, Chris?
Yeah, it looked good. And, you know, who doesn't like a good story about hunting down Nazis? So,
okay.
You know, I was thinking, okay. Yeah,
I'll give it a go.
I'll give it a go. Sure. Yeah. What about you?
I thought it did look really, really interesting. Great cast. It looked very stylish. A bit Tarantino-esque.
Sure.
And then, obviously, after watching it, I thought it was just fantastic. Just really, really great.
Yeah, agreed. I loved the start. We got screeners for this, so we saw 5 episodes first, didn't we?
Yes, yeah.
And I felt it got a little bit too convoluted by the end of the screeners for me.
Okay, that's fair, yeah.
There was a lot of twists and such like. And yes. I kind of like the idea of it just being week to week, almost procedural, which is unusual for me because I like a good serial show, but I kind of like the idea of just having a Nazi of the week almost.
Yeah, which they kind of started doing, but then it did change a little, didn't it?
Yeah, and I was a bit like, oh, I'm not sure if that's good. But then we watched the rest of it, and by the end I loved it all. So I think they did a good job of interweaving on the storylines and everything.
Yes.
And it made a bit more sense by the end. There's a few twists paid off and a few twists kind of left hanging and stuff. So,
what I will say about... Oh, should we go talk about it in story?
Yes.
Okay.
So characters, let's do characters though.
Sure. Very, as it said in the IMDb synopsis, a very eclectic and diverse cast, which was great, I thought.
Yeah.
And clearly, clearly Nazis aren't racist to everybody, just Jewish people.
Just Jewish people, yeah.
Which is interesting. But yeah, no, I loved the cast. I thought it was fantastic.
Logan Lerman was kind of like our main...
He was like the audience sort of counterpoint, wasn't he? You
like
kind of
the
saw
anchor.
It through. Yeah. You saw it through his eyes.
Sure.
I really like this guy. I thought he's great in like Percy Jackson. Oh, Jonah's great as well. Yep.
No, that's him. Logan is Jonah in the show. Just trying to make sure we get that point across.
Jonah's very compelling. And I love the fact that he like references comic book and movies all the time. I thought that was kind of cool.
Al Pacino?
Al Pacino, yes. A very big Yiddish accent, right? Very unmistakable. Okay, this is kind of hard to say. I haven't watched much of his movies, but I know how iconic he is.
Yeah, I'm going to say, and it's my favourite of his performances, but only because I don't like any of the films that he's usually in because of the genre of the films. And
yeah,
not
we're not a huge fan of gangster films, really, are we? Should we just put that out there?
But as Maya Offerman in this, he's great.
Fantastic. Let's just talk about everyone else in the actual Hunters.
Sure.
Because they're sort of, it's a group of covert sort of spies. They all have sort of different roles, don't they? There's like a really cute old couple who are like weapons masters sort of thing.
Yeah,
so there's like Codebreaker. There's like a spy sort of,
sure. Okay, so we've got Jeannie Boleyn as Ruth.
Uh-huh.
So she's Jonah's Safter.
Yeah.
My grandmother.
Yeah, who was fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant.
Really, really good.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the group.
Yes.
So she was part of it. Yeah.
She was part of it, yeah.
And then you get, so the couple you mentioned.
Murray and Mindy Markowitz.
Yeah, so you got Saul Rubinek as Murray, and then you got Carol Kane as Mindy. So Saul was a great character in this. I also really liked him in Warehouse 13. Do you remember who was in
that? I don't remember Warehouse 13. Was that like a sci-fi channel?
It was a sci-fi show.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
I really liked the concept of it, but it was a sci-fi show, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good in this, and Carol Kane, yeah, she was great. She had a really interesting accent and kind of style of talking. Yeah. That really was great.
These two were just, like, super cute. I think they were my favourite overall. Also, yeah. Josh Radnor as Lonnie Flash also one of my other favourites. Just hilarious. Yeah,
I really hated his character in that other show.
How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. Terrible, it's been ages since I saw
Todd or whatever.
Todd is not Todd.
Was it?
Ted. Oh, close. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. But I loved him in this. Yeah, as I said, I agree with you. I really disliked him in Ted. It was all about Marshall and Lily. They were the best thing ever. But yeah, in this, Lonnie Flash, he plays like an actor. And he's just hilarious. That's he's great. Just got so much swagger. And, yeah, just great.
All that 70s kind of like facial
he's got,
hair.
Yeah, exactly. And then like the glasses and so flares. Good. So good.
Flares.
The flares. Sorry.
Nicola did a little hands in
yeah.
We got Tiffany Boone was Roxy Jones.
Yeah, she was pretty cool.
Yeah, we also had Louis Ozawa as Joe.
Oh, he was such a badass, wasn't he? Yeah. I would not mess with him whatsoever. They were also helped by like an FBI agent as well. Yeah. Jerrica Hinton, who plays Millie Morris. She was pretty cool. It was interesting how she kind of cooperated with them.
Mm. And we also had Kate Mulvaney as Sister Harriet, the English nun.
The nun. The nun with the gun.
Such a strange... It really, yeah.
So weird.
It really reminded me of like a heist movie or something where you have all these different characters.
Like the intros were really good how they did it. Yeah, really, really fun. It did feel very Tarantino-esque though, didn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Also, the villains. What did you think of the villains? So we had Greg Austin from Class, the Doctor Who spin-off, which was weird. It's Travis Lyke, how do you say his name?
Sure.
He was the American sympathiser to Nazis, right? He was terrifying.
Sure. And then we had Dylan Baker as Biff Simpson as well.
Biff. And then you had the big honcho, who was Lena Olin as the Colonel.
Yeah, I thought they were really great. They were very sinister.
Yes.
They just played their roles really well, I thought.
Mm. So really great villains and really great... Would you call them heroes?
I guess anti-heroes.
Vigilantes.
Vigilantes is probably the better word for it. Yeah. Yes, story then. Let's move on to story.
Okay, it was a bit convoluted, but it was pretty much just a... Like, they played chess. In one of the scenes, didn't they? And then in the opening intro, the animated sequence, it was like pieces on a chessboard. And it's very much like that throughout the series, isn't it? There's lots of twists and turns.
Sure.
But also, as you said, sort of Nancy of the Week sort of thing as well.
Yeah, I had a bit of that, but then it didn't continue that.
Which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really like that concept of a secret society.
Yeah.
And forming, like, to enact vigilante justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of felt like a better version of the Men of Letters from Supernatural. Like something along those lines, but with no supernatural influences.
Supernatural!
Yeah, or like a heist movie, like I said before.
Mm-hmm.
But it does a really good, right off the bat as well, it's pretty clear on tone.
Right, yeah.
That first scene, I mean, it tells you what the show is going to be like in terms of
ultra-violent, a bit sort of grindhouse, revenge-style sort of, yes.
Mature audiences, I'd say.
Definitely. Yeah. I would not watch this with your children.
No, probably not. And it does a really great job of just making you hate the Nazis in question because it shows you their crime. It takes you back.
Yeah.
And shows you like the crimes in the various camps or whatever.
Oh, some of them were just horrendous though, weren't they? Yeah, I mean, it just quickly just talking about themes and also tone. As you said, it was fun. It was really ultra violent. But then at times it was so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And how they showed you like what happened. And it all came back again, didn't it? And then even in the current time, it was also quite emotional.
Yeah. And I think with the Nazis just really made you root for their deaths.
Yes.
Because you really, really did hate them. Mm. And so, you know, I'm not usually a proponent of violence, like in the real world and stuff. But I mean, it's fun to film TV, right? So,
but is that a downfall? I mean...
A downfall?
No, I mean, normally I quite like an interesting villain.
Right.
Whereas these were, they were Nazis. Everyone hates Nazis, right? It was, it's sort of like, they did a really good job of just being Nazis and everyone there. And
I think it focuses more on the hunt, you know?
Yeah, true.
It's not, it, you hate them, it makes you hate them, and I think it does that really well. And then you're quite happy to see them get bumped off, you know?
Yeah, so, in interesting ways.
Yes.
Yes.
So visuals?
Yeah, very, yeah. As we said, it was 1977, right? Yep. New York. It was super stylish, wasn't it? As you said, super gory, ultra violent. Some of the camera pans and things were really interesting as well. There was a lot of overhead shots, which I thought was great. Very sort of, because it was produced by Jordan Peele, and it seemed to kind of, his influence may have kind of permeated in it.
Jordan Peele is from what?
He's a big horror director. So he did Us and Get Out.
Okay. Yeah, very nicely shot.
Yeah.
Looked great. Colour graded really nicely. Great locations as well.
Yes, yeah, that's true. They also had a musical sequence at one point, right, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah. They were at like a seaside-y place. It was Staying Alive. They did a whole like dance.
Oh,
yeah. It was a bit out of place, granted, but it was interesting.
Felt a little bit like Legion or something, the kind of thing that happened in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, there were like heist-esque action sequences and character intros, fake TV spots, which were really quite funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Ultraviolet set pieces, the choreographed dance scene. They threw a lot of money at this TV show, didn't they?
Sure, but in a good way.
In a good way.
They knew what they wanted, I think, and they went after those things as opposed to just throwing money out and hoping something's going to come back good.
Yes.
Yeah, like you said, with the cool visual interludes.
Yeah.
I really liked how they used those to like explain the story and stuff in certain places.
We have not talked about this. Sorry, my mind was blown watching this. What was it, Operation Paperclip or something? There were real Nazis taken into Apollo 11 or 13?
Right, the Americans essentially hired Nazis.
Took them, brought them over. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say about that? I mean, their plan was that by taking the Nazis scientists, then the Russians wouldn't get them.
True.
And they would get the benefit.
But it's insane. It's pretty bad. How do we not know about this? I mean, people probably did, but yeah. I didn't, certainly.
Yeah. It's true. It's interesting the ways in which you learn.
Yeah. Thank you, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, and all that stuff really fit with the style and everything. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, one of the stories in the show ties in with the intro sequence.
Yes.
Specifically. And that is a very cool intro sequence. So,
yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. So, overall?
Overall, two thumbs up for me. I would definitely recommend, and I can't wait for more.
Okay. Yeah, two huge thumbs up from me. Episode 7 is where it's... Oh, can I not? I just can't speak today. And I have not been drinking, may I add. Episode 7 is possibly one of the best episodes this year so far in TV. I think that was absolutely amazing. And I didn't cry, but I nearly, you know.
Oh.
It was feely. And it was just so well done. Yeah. And just so gripping. And, fantastic. Mm.
Good stuff, yes.
Also, maybe a little bit predictable towards the end, may we say?
We certainly
called a few things.
A couple of the twisties.
Yes.
Yeah. But there was stuff that happened as well that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, true.
So, I think it was good.
Overall, two huge thumbs up from me, two huge thumbs up from you. Highly recommend this, especially if you like Inglourious Basterds and...
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Just to replace the interview slot, we are going to quickly be talking about news and trailers from this past couple of weeks. So first up, we had the Batman costume screen test, and also the first footage from filming has come out, because it's currently filming in Glasgow. Have you seen these pictures yet, Chris?
I saw a video of a bike.
Yes. And did you see the pictures of the costume? Let me just get them up for you, because...
I saw the video of the costume, the Daredevil one.
Yeah, the Daredevil one. That's the end of. Is that what you kind of thought of it?
It looked like Daredevil. I mean, they did it in red, which I'm glad that they're mixing up the colours for once for a Batman film. But it did definitely look a bit Daredevil.
I like the music, though. I thought the music was pretty cool and quite atmospheric and...
I don't remember that.
So I'm just quickly showing Chris the picture. What do you think of the gauntlets?
What is it, like arrows or something?
Yeah, it kind of looks like there's arrows in every single bit of the gauntlet, like, all the way wrapped around. It's a bit strange.
I mean, I'll wait and see what he does with them, I suppose. Looks quite utilitarian, which is cool. It's not looks just
very practical, doesn't it? Yeah. I've heard that about this film, it's going to be sort of brought back to sort of the start of him being Batman. So this is kind of very...
Not another origin story, is it?
I hope not. No. I can't see the Waynes being killed one more time. But yeah, it looks like it's very sort of tactical and very like a new... It's not one of the sort of polished like final costumes, is it? It's very sort of bolted on, different joints. Yeah. It's practical. Like that. Like that. So, yeah, no, I'm intrigued. I'm definitely intrigued. Very big bat ears. pointy. But the thing is, I think the stunt double looks hell of a lot like Affleck. So I was so confused when I saw these.
Sure, yeah.
Which is strange. But yeah.
You know, I'm excited that they're doing something a bit different and trying to get back to what really makes Batman Batman, and hopefully doing some
detecting. Yeah.
Would be good.
would be quite nice, yes.
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's hard to judge based on set images.
Mm. So one that you might possibly haven't read yet, but I'm intrigued to tell you, Eli Roth is directing a Borderlands movie, according to Empire.
Interesting. Eli Roth, who's that?
He's previously done like The House with a Clock in Its Walls. He's a big horror director. Mm. He was in Inglourious Basterds as well.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, my favourite Borderlands, I haven't played Borderlands 3 yet, but Borderlands 2... I really enjoyed the kind of comedy aspect of it, so I'm not sure I like the idea of it being too horror-y.
Okay.
You know, I think that's okay, but as long as it has some light relief in there, it needs that, I think. So, yeah, a little bit nervous about that whole thing.
But I can kind of see it. It's a bit Mad Max-y-esque, isn't it? Borderlands.
Yeah, but just do Mad Max if you're going to do Mad Max. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Do you know what I mean?
If you're going to do Borderlands...
But I mean, I can see where they're coming from because Sonic did so well. Do you think they're going to be doing more sort of game adaptations in the future?
I think they do adaptations because it's easy, right?
True.
They already have subject matter. They already know it works because it's sold. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing because they're just relying on what they know. And it's nice when they come up with an actual decent story and stuff rather than just relying on visuals and characters that we know to... Mm. Sell. Yeah, so, you know, maybe. That's my feeling.
Ooh, interesting. So next up, we've got some Venom 2.
Right, I haven't seen Venom 1.
Have you not seen Venom 1?
Is that right?
Where did I go? I mean, it was bad, but it did really well. It was kind of like one of those bad but okay-ish films, if that makes sense.
Maybe I would like it. I don't know.
Yeah. But Venom 2, we've got... quite a few sort of set photos. So it's sort of Tom Hardy and Woody Harrelson on set. Woody Harrelson's going to be Carnage. So that's interesting because that was, I won't say because it will ruin it for you. But yeah, I'm kind of excited about this. I feel like Sony are going full throttle now on the whole sort of Spider-Man spin-offs, aren't they? Because we had the trailer for Morbius. What did you think of that?
Trailer for Morbius?
Yeah, it's the Gerard Leto Morbius the Vampire.
I don't know what that is. But I do like Tom Hardy, so
okay,
we'll see.
And there's also rumour that there's going to be a Spider-Woman film, which might be quite cool. I like Jessica Drew. I think she's great.
I didn't know that there was a Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, something that people have been going on and on about for so long, John Krasinski has finally come out and said that he would like to play Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four reboot. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we saw some fan pictures, didn't we?
Yeah, so he's married to Emily Blunt.
And she would be... That would be so good.
So he's basically said he's not spoken to Kevin Feige yet, but I was just about to walk into the worst pen ever, but I was like, that's a fantastic role. That would be awesome. Marvel wrote the playbook on secrecy and awesome sort of tantalizing laying wait until everything's announced. I'm not committed to the role or anything, but I don't know when they're doing it. But if and when they do it, I would love to talk to them about it.
That's cool.
That's pretty exciting.
And just judging all those pictures, it looked right.
Yeah, so. No, they looked absolutely perfect. So, yay!
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Also, what do you quickly think, just because we haven't talked about this yet, Bond theme. I know Nurse Chatham quickly talked about it in their last one, but what do you think of the Billie Eilish Bond theme?
Yeah, it's quite downbeat and sort of sad-y, and, but it's definitely got that Bond vibe to it. So, yeah, I think it's all right.
Okay. I feel like it's going to be a grower. I feel like I need to listen to it more.
Yeah, I've listened to it a few times. I think it's grown on me so far. We'll see. We'll see.
I just feel like without the, you know, there's, you know, the bon guitar bit that kind of comes in. Before that, I feel like it's just a bit boring.
Yeah, it's quite downer. But maybe that's that. If that is the mood of the film, then it makes sense. Do you know what I mean? We haven't seen the film, so we don't know if it fits.
Yeah.
Right? So.
But I feel like one of my favourite ones was, that's possibly a bit controversial, You Know My Name. I really loved that one for Casino Royale.
Okay.
I thought that was great. I kind of wanted a bit more something like that, because the Sam Smith one was quite downbeat, and Adele was a little bit downbeat.
One I really didn't like at first, but that grew on me a lot.
Really? A lot of people trashed that one.
Yeah.
Interestingly.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Okay, let's talk about trailers quickly. So we had, just quickly go through them. We had Westworld Season 3 trailer, the Green Knight trailer, the new Wes Anderson movie trailer, which I'm quite excited for. And also, a little bit behind now, but Stranger Things 4 teaser trailer, which was super spoilery and a bit... What do you think of this? You won't listen to me when you switched out. The new Stranger Things teaser trailer. Released on Valentine's Day.
Did you show me a clip of like the blokes in it still?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, it's Russia. He's in Russia. Yeah,
he's in Russia. Hopper, sorry, spoilers, but Hopper is alive.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I guess he's quite a big character.
No, I know, but they had that big sort of mural. Not mural, but what's the word? What am I looking at? Mural. that sad thing at the end for him, and they kind of spoke.
Memorial?
That's the one. And now they're like, oh, it's okay, guys, he's back. It's fine. Like, we all kind of knew he'd be fine, right? But then
the ladder.
Quick ladder. But to sort of give it away so quickly, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things where they might have just judged that it's better to get it out now rather than have people see it in the show and there being a big uproar at the time. Mm. Get it over with now.
But the thing that made me laugh was a lot of people sort of linking it to, you know, his role in Black Widow film. So, like, it's a strange thing crossed with Marvel because he plays a Russian agent. So that could be quite interesting.
They just mistitled the trailer, maybe.
Maybe. So first up, Westworld Season 3 trailer. What did you think about this?
Yeah, I knew I was looking forward to it anyway. But, yeah, I like that it seems to be going into the real world.
Yes.
I guess we don't know that for sure. But, yeah, it looks good. I like the sound track. I like the speech online. That's good. And the robots and everything. Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be a showdown between like Maeve and Dolores, doesn't it? At one point, that's interesting. Okay. Aaron Paul's now in it.
Aaron Paul's cool.
Yeah, which is kind of exciting. They've got these like futuristic huge robots. It's a bit Blade Runner-esque. I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we've got Wes Anderson's new movie. So that is The French Dispatch, and it has pretty much everyone under the sun in this film. So what do you think about the look of this?
Yeah, it looks very Wes Anderson. And I'm aboard, sure.
Yeah, I really like the look of this. Just looking at the cast. So we've got Timothy Chalamet, Saoirse Ronan, Elizabeth Moss, Edward Norton, William Dafoe, Tilda Swinton, Christopher Waltz, Bill Murray, Adrian Brody, Owen Wilson, Benicio del Toro, Frances McDormand. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
All the budget go on actors? I don't get it. It can't do because of the visual nature of it. Yeah. Does everyone just want to be in it?
I guess so. He's such like an auteur, isn't he? He's very distinctive style. And I was watching an interesting sort of behind the scenes about his story, and he actually started off, it was just Owen Wilson and his brother and him, and they started making movies that way, and then kind of expanded from there, and it's just sounded quite interesting.
Very artistic, I guess. Very whimsical. The artists want to be involved in an artistic thing.
Fantastical. And have you watched Isle of Dogs yet?
No.
That was quite good. I really enjoyed that one.
Looked good.
Yeah. And last one, we've got Green Knight. So this is the latest A24 film. And A24 are really making some interesting films at the moment. So, yeah, this stars Dev Patel, Alicia Vikander as well. Joel Edgerton's going to be in there. This one looks creepy. So what do you think?
Yeah, I got a creepy vibe, but I didn't really get anything else from it. It doesn't look like there's much substance in this trailer at all.
It's interesting. Apparently, just the plot on IMDb says, a fantasy retelling of the medieval story of Sir Gawain? gone. And the Green Knight. So it's going to be based on a fantasy medieval story?
Sure. I haven't heard it, so it can't be that good, can it?
Yeah, which is kind of interesting, but we'll see. Also, last bit of news, sorry, completely forgot about this. So one nice bit. So we got Witcher Season 2. We know that's coming soon. I guess who's just been confirmed to star in this?
I don't know.
Game of Thrones is Tormund. Yay! I can really see him in The Witcher, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised. Because I thought that they weren't hiring people from Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
We did that interview with that guy from Game of Thrones, and he said there's a show coming up where they're not hiring people from Game of Thrones. And I assumed that it was The Witcher. Because there's no one from Game of Thrones
interesting.
In it.
Interesting.
But it's a very similar kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they've obviously, if that is true, that it was that, then they've obviously changed their tune.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Mm. Also, sorry, quickly, last one. Matrix 4 has started filming. We've got some first sort of set videos. What do you think of the look of this? We saw one previously, and it was just Keanu Reeves as maybe not even Neo. He just had like a hat on, didn't he? And a bit of a beard. He looked a bit hipstery, which was strange. Yeah. But the latest one was him and Trinity on a bike going down the road.
And there's another one where someone was flying as well.
Oh, yeah, that looked amazing.
Okay.
So a lot of stunt work. Yeah, you're the big Matrix fan.
You can't tell. You can't tell from the trailer. What I'm looking for is a more deep, more introspective look. Something a bit more like Matrix 1, where it was quite... It felt meaningful. It had, you know, it had themes and it had messages.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the next ones were more just action films.
Yeah.
And it was really disappointing to me.
Ooh.
So I don't want just another action film. So, and all I've seen from these pictures is action. So,
okay, interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
I've got to say that.
I can't judge it based on that.
I mean, I can't look at Keanu Reeves now and not think of John Wick. So it's gonna be difficult.
Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. He'll always be Neo to me.
Aww. He'll always be Neo to me.
But he's also John Wick to me, so I think it works. It just works. I'm okay with it.
Cool, okay.
Cool.
So Hook Topic time. So we asked you guys on Twitter. We're going to be reviewing Hunters, so we'd like to know your favourite Hunter or Assassin in film and TV. So to kick things off, Comics in Motion podcast at Comics in Motion P, who said, for movies, Vincent and Jules. Aww. So obviously from Pulp Fiction.
Sure.
Good call there. I like the gif, got a little Ant-Man going on. There's so many good gifs from Pulp Fiction, isn't there? Next, we got Nerd Chatting at Nerd Chatting. He said, Gross Point Blank's Martin Blank. Yes, it's a left field choice.
Yep, no idea.
So, yeah, the film's Gross Point Blank. Thank you, IMDb. John Cusack is the main guy. I've never heard of this film, actually, surprisingly. 1997, apparently, it's an action comedy. Sounds pretty good. It's about a professional assassin.
Okay.
You really like to show us up there, yeah. Ben. Thank you. So next up we've got Earth9 at Earth9 DC, who firstly said, so many choices, but how about this lady? And then put a gif of Uma Thurman as the bride in Kill Bill.
Indeed, yeah.
Oh, good choice, good choice. Good choice. I completely forgot about that, actually. It's a great, great movie. But then said, actually, I changed my mind. That's allowed, right? Toss a coin and all that. This guy is awesome. So Jowl from The Witcher. Sure. No denying that. I can't say otherwise. So fair play.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Next up, we got I Am Jack's Musings at I Am Jack's Musings, who said TV Buffy, yes. Movie T-100 and for comic X-Force Wolverine. Ooh, nice. Yeah. Next up, we got Chris Wilson at Chris Movie Corner, who said the Winchester Boys are my favourite hunters ever. Universe saving hotties.
Yeah, that's my choice. Yeah. I agree with you, Chris, because. Yeah, I agree.
Because one, he's also called Chris, and two, he also said Supernatural.
Yeah. My namesake agrees.
Yeah,
I think, you know, up until a point.
Season 7, was it?
I don't know. No, I was just making that. I don't remember when it died for me, but the show.
Ooh, nice. We probably should finish it, right?
The CW effect, you know. So.
Ooh. Next up, we got 20th Century Geek underscore pod at 20th Century Geek, who said, for film, there is only one hunter, the Predator. On TV, I am partial to the Winchester Boys. Oh, another Supernatural fan. Yeah. Nice. But yeah, Predator's kind of hard to... I think Predator or Alien are probably sort of like top hunters. We don't really mention Alien versus Predator, though, do we?
That's the thing, like, is one the hunter and one the prey, or are they both hunters?
I think they're both like apex predators.
I guess they're both apex predators.
I can't remember that film that much though. I remember it being quite bad.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know
who won in the end. Let us know. I don't know. I kind of erased it from my memories. Next up, we got Jack in the Geek Talk at Jack Geek Talk, who said the operative played from Serenity, a gentleman's assassin, but still brutal and efficient. And Mauricio RMC said, I love that a minute later, the guy totally loses control when he sees them appear in the Reavers. Jack in the Geek Talk said, it's great. The first time we ever see him break his stoic persona. Yeah, no, he was absolutely terrifying in Serenity, I thought. Well, you were... What did you think of Serenity? Because you were a huge Firefly fan. Firefly fan, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't like that it went and killed everyone off.
Oh, that was
sad. It's a bit of a... Yeah, it's like not a really nice end, you know? Mm. I mean, I suppose they wanted to do something powerful or something, I don't know, but it was right, it's fine. What do you think?
I have only watched a couple of Serenities. I mean, Fireflies.
Yeah.
And Serenity, I liked it. I mean, it was interesting, but same with you, I just thought it was a bit brutal.
Yeah, I definitely like the show more.
Mm.
Yeah,
personally. It's got more charm, I think, the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we got Geico at Get Your Comic Con, who said, no contest, and put a gif of Buffy. I'm guessing this is probably Neil, and you're 100% correct. This would be my choice. I 100% I'm behind you.
Incorrect, Winchesters.
No! Buffy is the best. Thank you. And then I said, didn't let me down, Neil.
You let us all down, Neil.
No,
just kidding. I don't know.
Last but not least, we've got Tall Bloke at Gary_TallBloke. He said, Martin Blank from Grosse Pointe Blank. Oh, another one for Grosse Pointe Blank. Really? Okay, nice. How have we never heard? We're so rubbish at this, though, aren't we? Yeah, we're like, terrible. Oh.
I had another film to the list. We've got like 100 films on the list at this point. Probably never going to watch them.
Okay, so I think after that, quite a lot for Supernatural.
Mm.
Quite a few for Buffy.
Yep.
And a few for Grosse Pointe Blank. Yeah. Interesting. Well, thank you everybody for sending in your suggestions. Again, sorry for being last minute again. I couldn't think of anything for this topic, so I thought, it does an assassin is kind of interesting, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So if you want to get in contact and join in our next one, just look out for it on a Friday, Saturday or Sunday.
Yes, on our Twitter.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in contact with us, how'd they go about doing that then, Chris?
You can find us on Twitter at We Have a Hot Pod, where we're most active. So head over there first. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram, same handle. And Nicola has some writings at wehavehulk.co.uk.
Oh, nearly. What are we going to be talking about in the next episode then, Chris?
Probably Altered Carbon.
Yeah, season 2 is coming out very shortly. Yes. I believe on Friday, so that's exciting. We've also got the return of Better Call Saul. Yep. What series are we on now? Like four?
Something.
There's been quite a lot.
But we won't be finished by then because it will be weekly.
So. Yes, yeah.
Whereas Altered Carbon, I think, is...
I think they're going to be dropping them all at once, don't they?
So we'll be able to talk about the whole season, which is good.
So that's exciting. Also, film-wise, we got Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution. Oh, yeah. That's that scene. Also, The Invisible Man, which I think I'm going to be seeing shortly, and Dark Waters, which is one that I'm quite looking forward to. So that's the Mark Ruffalo film.
Hmm.
That looks pretty good. So quite a few things coming up.
Yep.
And I'm also going to see Onward soon. Saturday 29th of February is special Onward Day, and I think cinemas across the UK are having special previews of Onward, so this is the new Disney Pixar film, so if it's on your local, go and check it out. Cool, so thank you once again for listening, and hope to see you next time.
Bye!